Once one of the country's leading employers, the steel industry is warning of even more job losses and company closures if Finance Minister Dito Mboweni does not intervene in the sector. The National Employer Association of South Africa is appealing for a fairer competitive environment and a reduction in import duty fees as it warns of further disruption. Teto Matlakwana takes a look.
Just last winter, President Cyril Ramaphosa told South Africans of his dream of a smart city and high-speed rail network, which is meant to rescue the ailing steel industry. However, shortly after this, the likes of former major steel supplier Robo announced voluntary liquidation, with others, including Max Steel Tube, also closing their doors. NIASA's Gerard Papenfuz explained to Eyewitness News that while Dito Mboweni might have a clue on how to reverse this dangerous trajectory, it will take more than just his speech next week to arrest the crisis.
There's no execution. There's just no execution. And Tito, as the Minister of Finance, is not responsible for execution. It's government departments. These people are more or less ignoring the president. You need to address the underlying issues.
He adds that the distress of other industries, including mining and construction, isn't helping the situation. The Mineral Council will later today announce its expectation from Mboweni's budget speech as the industry undergoes major shifts. Teto Mahlakwana, Eyewitness News.